WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
It's probably a little early to be talking about the hurricane season of 2014, but since I'm at the Tropical Weather Conference this week, it seemed appropriate. Since 1953, Atlantic tropical storms have been named from lists originated by the National Hurricane Center. Those lists are now maintained and updated through the oversight of an international committee of the World Meteorological Organization. The six-year list is used in rotation with the list of names for 2014 being used again in 2020. The only time that there is a change in the list is if a storm is so deadly or costly that the future use of its name on a different storm would be inappropriate for reasons of sensitivity. If that should occur, then during an annual meeting of the WMO committee, the offending name is retired from the list and another name is selected to replace it. Several names have been retired since the lists were first created. If a storm forms in the off-season, it will take the next name in the list based on the current calendar date. For example, if a tropical cyclone formed on December 28th, it would take the name from the previous season's list of names. But if a storm formed in February, it would be named from the subsequent season's list of names. In the event that more than 21 named tropical storms occur in the Atlantic Basin in a season, additional storms will take names from the Greek alphabet. Now, no one knows just how many storms we'll have in 2014, but we do know what they'll be called. There's Arthur, Bertha, Cristobal, Dolly, Edward, Fay, Gonzalo, Hannah, Isaias, Josephine, Kyle, Laura, Marco, no Polo, Nana, Omar, Paulette, I once knew a Paulette, Renee, Sally, Teddy, and I bet he's no bear, Vicky, and Wilfred. If you have a weather question, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.